This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. According to BizTimes, Milwaukee Modine Manufacturing is looking into moving its global headquarters out of Racine. The company says a search is still early and no final location has been picked. Modine has been based in Racine since 1916. A six-car crash shut down northbound I-94 in Racine County for several hours yesterday. Officials say several people were hurt. It happened between 11 and KR, and investigators are still working to learn what caused it. People are being told to stay out of Lake Michigan today because of dangerous swimming conditions. The National Weather Service says waves could reach 3 to 5 feet with the roughest waters near piers and breakwalls. The high swim risk includes Racine, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, and Ozaukee counties. Talks between 5K events and the city of Racine are at a standstill. 5K events owner Patrick Flynn tells Racine County Eye that his staff is packing up in case the company has to leave by July 1st. The city says they're still working to reach a deal and that current events will continue. Racine kicked off its 51st Juneteenth season with a flag-raising ceremony yesterday. The city says the event honored the meaning and history of Juneteenth, with more events planned this week. An event called One Racine is set for tomorrow, and the Juneteenth Outdoor Festival is next Saturday. And the city of Racine has officially opened its renovated Lakeview Park Playground. The project replaced an older playground and added new features like accessible play areas. There was a ribbon cutting there yesterday. City leaders say more improvements are planned nearby. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin has reached a $10 million settlement with Tyco Fire Products over PFAS contamination linked to firefighting foam. The agreement resolves part of a 2022 lawsuit alleging Tyco released PFAS chemicals into the environment beginning in 1962. State officials say the money will be placed in a trust fund for cleanup efforts. Tyco also agreed to continue providing replacement wells and support long-term monitoring and remediation. A separate lawsuit involving Tyco and other companies remain active. A joint trial has been scheduled in Manitowoc County in connection with the death of 3-year-old Elijah View. Court records show Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang face charges, including child neglect and child abuse. Prosecutors alleged Bauer sent Elijah to stay with Vang at his apartment as a form of discipline. Vang reported the boy missing in February 2024 before a large-scale search was launched. Authorities later identified human remains found near Camp Manitow as Elijah's. The trial is set for April 14th. The State Patrol says it will be watching Wisconsin highways from the air this week. They'll be trying to spot speeding and aggressive driving. Flights are planned today on 43 in Ozaukee County, tomorrow on 94 in Dunn County, Thursday on Highway 53 in Eau Claire County, and Friday on Highway 51 in Marathon County. Troopers say pilots can see dangerous driving more clearly from above and will radio officers on the ground to make stops. The goal, they say, is safety and getting drivers to slow down, not just writing tickets. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball in the desert. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series tonight in Las Vegas against the A's. They'll play at the Las Vegas Stadium. Now, that's the home of the minor league team there, the Aviators. The A's new stadium does not open until 2028. It's the first of two series for the A's in Nevada before they head back to Sacramento. The Brewers with a 12-4 victory over the Rockies in Denver yesterday. Pitcher Shane Drone got the win. Pat Murphy on what he likes about the lefty that they picked up from Boston.
Yeah, he's just poised as hell. You know, he's poised as hell. He attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw any pitch in any count. That heater, sneaky, really, really good. Two-seamer's good. You know, he's basically throws five pitches and commands all of them. Yeah, this kid's special.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Ben Crane, the winners at the AmFam Championship at TPC near Madison. Steve Stricker's twosome finished 17th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today with showers becoming likely by later in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Showers likely tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm as well, with lows in the lower 60s. A few scattered showers and storms on Tuesday, with highs in the lower 80s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.